the Kingston Health Coalition organized a community-led referendum on healthcare privatization with in-person voting taking place over the weekend. The question posed on the ballot was, do you want our public hospital services to be privatized to for-profit hospitals and clinics? Prior to the referendum, I sat down with co-chair of the Kingston Health Coalition, Ross Sutherland, who discussed some of the goals of this referendum.
You know, this is a part of a process, you know. I think what our goal here is, we'd obviously love the government to change their mind and backtrack. I think it's unlikely they will backtrack with what they've done, but we could easily slow them down. And that's very important, because if you keep the number of for-profit clinics relatively small, the damage is similarly relatively small. And then people can, you know, revisit this question in the next provincial election. You know, the federal government is already fining the province because they're allowing these for-profit clinics sector bill, because they know that these clinics are charging patients to go there when it's illegal. I mean, it's illegal under the Canada Health Act.
The results are officially in, and Kingston and area residents voted no to privatizing our public hospitals to for-profit clinics and for-profit hospitals in the referendum last weekend. 10,394 residents voted at 17 polling stations and other advanced polls that were staffed by 119 volunteers. Dozens more local residents helped during the six-week-long campaign. The combined results were 10,256 votes no to privatization, 138 votes yes, and 10 spoiled ballots. Over 98% of people said no to privatization to for-profit clinics and hospitals. The referendum was organized locally by the Kingston Health Coalition as a part of a province-wide vote organized by the Ontario Health Coalition. There were 1,000 voting stations across Ontario in addition to online voting options. Health Coalition volunteers stood at the corner of Princess and Concession this morning at 10 a.m. to reveal the vote results to the public and thank the people of Kingston for voting. There was also a short public announcement and comments from Joan Jardin, co-chair of the Kingston Health Coalition. Here's a brief clip from the announcement. As you can hear, many folks also showed their support by honking as they drove by. Unfortunately, the audio was a bit difficult to hear, but in her presentation, Jardin had to say, "The local results show that our communities united in opposition to the government plans to move work out of our public, nonprofit hospitals into for-profit corporate clinics. Our community understands that there is space in the public system to improve care for patients. There are many innovative ideas, great staff, and wonderful communities and volunteers that can be mobilized to support nonprofit care. The real problems start with a lack of government will, systemic underfunding, and a 30-year push to for-profit corporations to deliver healthcare, while causing significant staff reductions in public systems. Further privatization will only make the problems worse."